Hour number two of The Blitz is live. It is 11 o'clock a.m. It is Wednesday, April 1st. This is The Blitz, broadcasting live on the radio at 105.7 FM, 1340 a.m. from the truly hard seltzer studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Of course, our podcast is uploaded moments after the show goes off the air every single day. So in case you missed something, in case you wanted to hear something back again, you can always go back and find that. And that's not just true for us. It's true for every show here on the Fan Run Network. And then, of course, we got our Periscope live right now on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. And then we got the Fan Run Radio app, which you can use to check in on the shows, stream the station, do whatever you need to do on that. And then go check out fanrunradio.com for all the best Tennessee content and coverage. We still got a lot of posts going up on there, even with the great sports outage of 2020, right in the middle of things, right in the thick of things. We still are updating our page, still trying to give you all the best news and notes that we possibly can. So go and check that out. At the same time, check out the Periscope. Check out the podcast. I don't know. You already knew that. What's up?
Why is April 1st April Fool's Day?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why not April 15th or April 2nd?
I'll do some Googling for you.
You do some Googling, Charles.
Yeah.
Get back to me on that.
Well, we still got our final four of the greatest of all of them all tournament, but maybe right after that we can check into the history of the April Fool's Day, because it is weird, right? How about just a holiday where you just lie to people?
Yeah, like, where does that come? Where's the origin, Charles? You look it up. You get back to me. We did this for Friday the 13th.
I can already tell you this, though. This day is not a public holiday in any country except Ukraine.
This is a public holiday in Ukraine? April Fool's Day?
It's an official...
What?
Oh, it's only in Odessa in Ukraine. So just that specific city, they have made a holiday. Like a citywide holiday.
Imagine
get off
not
work,
having to go to work or school or anything like that because of April Fool's Day. Because of a holiday where you just simply lie to people.
Every day, everyone in Odessa, they just run around, prank each other for 24 straight hours. It's exhausting.
Huh. All right, here's a little background on April Fool's.
Okay.
All right, so some historians speculate that April Fool's dates back to 1582, Brandon, Oregon.
Whoa, 1582, that was a good year.
Damn good year. When France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar,
ooh,
it was called for by the Council of Trent in 1563.
The Council of Trent.
God, this is a cool origin story.
The Council of Trent.
The Council of Trent?
The Gregorian and the...
Yeah.
What was the other one? The Julian? Julius?
Julian.
The Julian calendar. Big fan of the Gregorian.
Me too.
Big fan.
That's the only way to go.
Here's how it works, fellas. In the Julian calendar, as in the Hindu calendar, the new year began with the spring equinox around April 1st.
I like that.
People who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that the start of the new year had moved to January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st became the butt of jokes and hoaxes, and they were called the April Fools.
So this is a holiday that's built around making fun of people for not knowing the Gregorian calendar had switched?
Yeah, but
that's legendary.
For not knowing what day it is.
That's legendary.
It's what we're facing right now. People don't know what day it is.
Yeah, great point.
We're all the April Fools. And it goes further.
Oh,
these
wow.
The pranks included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as Poisson d'Avril, which is April fish, said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person.
Fish. A gullible fish.
Wow.
Oh, the fish. Glub,
if only we knew of a gullible fish.
An April fish.
So that is way cooler of an origin story than I could have ever imagined April Fools to have. Way cooler than Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Huh. Historians have also linked April Fool's Day to festivals such as Hilaria, which is Latin for joyful, which was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele. Oh, cult talk. You know I love that. It involved people dressing up in disguises and mocking fellow citizens, and even magistrates. I don't think I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever seen or said that word in my entire life. In 23 years of living, I don't know if I've ever seen or said that word. Well, and was said to be inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Osiris, and Seth. You remember the day that we did the deep dive into the Egyptian gods, and it scared us to death. Oh, no.
It's come full circle.
It has. The Egyptian gods are not the rabbit hole to go down. It's very weird. It's even chilling at times.
Well, I hope everyone out there feels informed.
You guys want to hear some funny April Fool's stories? I kind of remember this first one, but I don't remember the second one.
Okay, right, bring it.
In 1996, Taco Bell, you know, the fast food restaurant chain, duped people when it announced it had agreed to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and intended to rename it to the Taco Liberty Bell. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
In 1998, though, Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper, and scores of clueless customers requested a left-handed Whopper.
Oh, that's great. A left-handed Whopper, the Taco Liberty Bell. Good pranks.
I love good pranks.
I'm impressed. I can genuinely say, without a shadow of a doubt, I am impressed with April Fool's Day. I now want to give it the respect that I believe it deserves. I think it should be a public holiday. We should be like the people in Ukraine. Just give it a holiday.
15.
Seems like it's a holiday anyways, for the most part.
Yeah.
1582, big year.
Big year?
What else happened in 1582?
Yeah, educate us.
King James IV of Scotland was captured.
Mm. Oh, that's big time.
The last Julian calendar day in Spain, Portugal, something or other, I don't know. I thought it was going to go somewhere, but it didn't.
So really, it just seems like it was a decent year.
William Shakespeare marries Anne Hathaway.
Oh, like Catwoman Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
That was on November 27th.
April Fool's Day, the Gregorian calendar, the Council of Trent, it all comes together today. But again, remember, don't be fooled. Don't be the fool's fool. Don't be the gullible fish. None of that today.
The April all right. fish.
None all right, so...
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Greatest of all of them all, Final Four?
Yeah.
How about this? Wow, this is pretty much... I mean, we end this thing tomorrow. Tomorrow we declare a champion. All right. So, from the Midwest region, the first matchup of the day, the number one overall seed, Peyton Manning, versus the number one seed of the West Memphis region, Shamiqua Holdsclaw. All right, so two big names here, two icons in their sport at the University of Tennessee in the college and the pro rankings.
Well, this is a tough one. It really is. And although I love Peyton Manning, really love Peyton Manning, one of my favorite players in Tennessee is Peyton Manning. Always loved Peyton Manning. I think I'm going to go with Shamik for a respect vote because I know that Peyton Manning is going to win this whole damn thing.
Charlie? Brandon?
Well,
my vote should already be assumed, so I'm going to wait on mine.
I mean, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's tough. When you look at these two,
I hope you're not actually comparing these, Brandon. There is one right answer here.
And
I refuse to believe that I can be talked into the other.
You look at, they were both first round, first overall picks in their respective drafts.
Okay.
I don't think Shamik won championships in her professional career. Peyton has. but Shamik has the championships here. Shamik has a gold medal. Peyton doesn't, so I think I'm going to go Shamik.
What?
Yeah, I said it.
Well, that was an unexpected turn.
I mean, yeah, Peyton's great. He's great.
Okay.
No championships here. No championships.
Shamik, rookie of the year, six-time All-Star, three-time second team, two-time rebounding champion, scoring champion in 2002 in the WNBA, the Sullivan Award in 98, three-time NCAA champion, two-time Nate Smith Award winner, two-time AP Player of the Year, the U.S. Women's Basketball Association Player of the Year twice, the Honda Sports Award for Basketball twice, and the WCBCA Player of the Year twice. Got to go Shamik here.
Wait a minute. Chance gave Shamik a respect vote, which turned into a Brandon vote, which then turned into a Chuck vote, which means that I'm outnumbered here.
You're outnumbered? You're voting Peyton Manning?
I haven't given my vote yet.
No. Well, who are you voting for? It doesn't really matter.
This is not... That's not making me feel good about it, Brandon. The two-time Super Bowl champion, the 14-time Pro Bowler, the five-time MVP.
Peyton Manning.
They got his jersey retired. But championships are important, Brandon. Championships are always important. And I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm going to do it. But to be the greatest, you got to have the gold. To be the greatest, you got to have the trophies. So against all my better judgment, I will vote for Shamik Holtzclaw.
Wow. A clean sweep.
Break out the brooms. See ya, Peyton.
That's what happens whenever you back Greg Schiano. Whenever you support the Greg Schiano hire.
I don't feel good about this. I feel sick to my stomach right now. I don't like it. I don't like that Peyton did in advance. Can't believe that you guys backed me into that corner like that. Why would you do that to me?
I didn't back you in a corner.
You all backed me into a corner here. Yeah, I didn't even have my vote. It didn't even matter.
Well, if you'd have voted beforehand.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Should we let him know?
Sure.
April Fools! Peyton Manning advances. There was no doubt. There was no conversation to be had. There was nothing about it. It's Peyton Manning at the University of Tennessee.
It was who?
Peyton Manning.
That was a pretty good one.
I did my best in imitation at the sound drop. Gentlemen, of course that was an April Fool's joke.
Do you think that was a little disrespectful to Shamik?
No. I started thinking the same thing, Brandon,
no,
when we got like halfway through that.
Absolutely.
No. So no. Look, guys, we just went through the history of April Fool's Day. You think in 1583 at the Council of Trent they were worried about people's feelings about these jokes? You think when they were slapping these fishes on people's backs, they were worried?
I think it's just fish.
You think they were worried about people's insecurities? Uh-uh.
I don't think it's fishes. I think it's fish. I think the plural of fish is fish.
I had a teacher that was a fish scientist, and he always said fishes. Sorry. But anyway, yeah, you just put a big old April fish on her back. We all did.
Well, that's what the Gregorian calendar has told us to do. That was an April Fool's joke, and Peyton Manning, of course, advances to the championship.
I'm going to miss saying Shamik.
I know.
I've got no reason to bring up Shamik now on.
I'm so glad that she did make it all the way to the Final Four, though. And frankly, she didn't even make it to the Final Four because we wanted to rig it. That's just how it happened.
I'm not happy about it.
So it's good that worked out. All right, come back on the other side. We will get to the other Final Four matchup. and then we'll see what else we can get into. We got a bunch of stuff to still get with today, so don't go anywhere. 865-546-8200. That's your number to call in. Phone line still open. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Blitz. I certainly hope we got you fooled there. It's hard to make an April Fool's Day prank nowadays, right? Because everyone is so aware that people are going to be trying to tricking them or lying them or pranking them all day long. So you got to get the pranks in the most subtle moments.
Can't go too big.
No, that is key. You can't do anything that somebody just be like, no. No, that would never be. That would not be true yesterday, and that would not be true tomorrow. Therefore, it most certainly is not true on April 1st.
We could do an anti-prank. Just actually do something really big, and then just never say April Fools. Just, like, actually just do it.
If you can create that idea over the next 35 minutes, we'll hear it out. I respect it. I say that that could be a task. Although a challenging task, but a task nonetheless. Fellas, we still got one more matchup to go on the final four.
Okay.
You ready for this? How about this? Reggie White. He is the two seed coming out of the South Chattanooga region versus the number one seed out of the Johnson City Eastern region, Bernard King. Bernard King versus the Minister of Defense, Reggie White. Could you say that this is UT's best basketball player in history versus the best defensive player in Tennessee's history for football?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you could. Why couldn't you?
I still think Doug Atkins is the best defensive player.
You could make the argument.
Yeah, you could make the argument. Okay.
But it's still fair to say that that's basically the matchup at hand, right? The best basketball player of all time at the University of Tennessee versus arguably the most dominant, the most just one of the most vicious defensive players at this school's history. An absolute wrecking ball, a tank on the football field. Who has got an initial thought on where they're potentially going with this?
I'll jump in.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Bernard. Reggie's great, and think that he's up there as best athletes, and you can make that argument, as Brandon said, best football player, best basketball player of all time. I'm gonna give it to Bernard King though. The 3 out of 4 years SEC Player of the Year, and his pro career too. I mean, Reggie was a champion, Bernard was not, but I'm gonna give it to BK.
I think I'm gonna go with Reggie White. First, I want to make things a little interesting, but second, that he was so important to that championship season, right? And for Tennessee fans, let's be honest. We don't have a ton to hang on to.
What championship season?
What do you mean?
You're talking about Reggie White?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, did I get my players mixed up there?
Yeah.
He was a champion in the pros.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was confusing. So we won a Super Bowl championship, but certainly not here when for Tennessee.
No. He played that makes sense. From 80 to 83.
Yeah, he won the Super Bowl, 31? Super Bowl 31?
Mm-hmm.
13-time Pro Bowl, 18 first-team All-Pro, 5-team second-team All-Pro, and a 2-time NFL sacks leader. He's in the Packers Hall of Fame, the Eagles Hall of Fame, part of the first-team NFL All-Decade team on the 80s and the 90s. He was the SEC Player of the Year, a unanimous All-American 83, first-team All-SEC in 83. The jersey is retired. The Bart Starr Award recipient in 92. I think I'm going to go with Reggie White, but in a very close one.
I think I'm going Bernard. I mean, you 3-time SEC Player of the Year, which both of them are, but number retired by the basketball program. I mean, he's one of the greats. I mean, the greatest basketball player to come through here. Could have been one of the all-time greats in the NBA had he not hurt his knee. I think I'm gonna go Bernard.
Okay.
Especially, and then you throw on. You ever heard the Kentucky story?
No. Go ahead and tell it.
I mean, I'm not gonna. I won't tell the whole thing. But they went up to Rupp. That a Kentucky fan flicked his cigarette in Bernard King's hair. Bernard King said that he would never lose to Kentucky again, and didn't. Bernard King.
Wow. That's a mic drop moment. Wow. I'll never lose to Kentucky again. All right, so it's 2-1. Chuck.
I thought I was leaning Bernie coming into this, and now I'm starting to kind of go back towards Reggie White here.
Why?
I guess I hadn't really like fully thought just about how impressive of a pro career he really had, as much as I should have.
Yeah, I think that's a big one, right? Because like, obviously, I think that he did a lot more in his NFL career than in his college career. Is that fair to say for Reggie White?
I mean, yeah, because I wasn't alive for his pro career, and I haven't really. In my mind, it's just like, yeah, I know him, and he had a great pro career. And then I'm really going back and looking at some of these numbers, like the 8-time first-team All-Pro. I mean, the Defensive Player of the Year a couple times, the sacks leader a couple times, and just some of these things where I was like, man, I really hadn't dove this deep into some of his numbers before. I'm stuck here.
I mean, the teams that he played on in college weren't great.
Sure.
They were okay. Like I said, played from 80 to 83. His senior season, they were pretty good. They went 9-3, 4-2 in the conference, won the Citrus Bowl. I mean, he's was your sack leader for a long time. Unanimous All-American, first team All-ACC in 83. Is number 92, is retired. I don't know. It's tough.
It is tough.
I'm going to vote Reggie.
Well, it looks like we're at a stalemate now.
It would seem so.
So somebody's going to have to switch.
I'll go ahead and say it. I'm not.
You're not?
No.
I'll go Reggie, since he's Packer. I'll go Reggie.
Oh, well, that was easy.
And there it is.
I thought that was going to be a lot more drawn out.
Wrong sound drop. Yeah, I'll go Reggie. I mean, like, he's one of my favorite Packers. I can't deny that. And then being a Super Bowl champion. But I really do love Bernard King and what his resume brought to the table, too. But I can switch to Reggie White.
You were the first one to cast your vote.
What if I switch to Bernard King?
I mean, okay. Is that what you're going to do?
No, but I thought about it for a minute. I'll be honest. If you hadn't have switched, I think I was about to. I think I was really close.
I was also about to.
You were?
Brandon was not. Brandon was.
No, I wasn't.
Brandon was the only one not going to switch.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel like Bernard King should have went through, because all the rest of you all were waffling.
Who has the better chance to beat Peyton?
Neither.
Bernard! But I agree, Bernard. Neither.
So it looks like I might be in a tough argument tomorrow.
I cannot believe that you still used your one chip on Yan Gomes. I'll tell you right now. Well, I guess we should probably say that the rule cannot be used for the championship. The championship has to be just pure voting.
You want to chug the whole bottle.
Well, I could have been arguing for Todd Helton right now if I just would have saved my chip.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Certainly could have. So I guess that's it. Can you believe it? After about a week and a half, we have finally come to the conclusion, and we are at the championship. The greatest fall of them all, Blitz Edition Championship. The number one seed, Peyton Manning. The number two seed, Reggie White. We will have that debate. We will have that conversation tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, you found this interesting as well, and hopefully it's been able to provide you a little bit of fun and a little bit of just a way to relax. All right, there's so many crazy things going on, and I'm just glad that we get to come in here and get to laugh a little. Hopefully, the greatest Fall of Them All tournament has been a good one, but we still got the championship to go. That'll be tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Bernard got robbed.
All right, back here on the Blitz, 11:33 a.m. Got about 20 more minutes left in the show before the Talk Sports gentlemen head into the studio for the day. Cody, John, Cam, they got a packed show, so be sure to stick around at the end of our show for the entirety of theirs, because, yeah, it's that good. Now, Brandon, you tell me you have an odd story, but you haven't really given that many details about it, so I'm a little...
Well, I've got two odd stories. Which one do you want?
So, I don't know either of them, so this is a hard.
They're
question
not ranked.
To
they're not in any particular order, so I don't know which one the second one is.
The one that you were going to read second.
Can you give otherwise. Me one word that like kind of encompasses each story, and then I'll decide.
I'll give you two words for each story.
Okay, go.
Canada, coronavirus.
Okay.
Penguin, mating.
Yeah, penguin mating story. Bring it.
Here's the headline. No fooling. Penguin nesting season starts April 1st at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a local story.
Yeah, down in Chattanooga.
Okay.
While everyone is doing their best to stay home during the coronavirus public health emergency, the experts at the Tennessee Aquarium say they have continued providing excellent care for the animals. And over the past week, there's been quite a bit of extra activity in Penguin's Rock, as animal care specialists prepare the exhibit for the upcoming nesting season. I think this the nesting season, it's a lot like cuffing season.
Oh, okay, this should be good. Tell us about cuffing season.
For penguins, nesting season. That's
okay. But you mean cuffing season as in like human dating season, right?
Yeah,
it's cuffing season.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nesting season for penguins is like cuffing season for people.
Okay.
It's a lot easier if you're a penguin.
Aquarium officials say this process began with a penguin rodeo of sorts.
What?
The birds were rounded up to waddle behind the scenes to receive their semi-annual physical examinations, while the aquarium's veterinarian performed a thorough exam on each Gentoo and Macaroni penguin. I did not make that up. Others were busy pressure washing the chilly habitat and building new nesting platforms for the penguins. When the birds returned to their sparkling clean exhibit, they seemed to know what's ahead.
Oh, they know what's up.
Let's see. Senior aviculturist Laura Beth Lee had this to say. The lighting system is controlled by a computer to simulate the length of daylight they would receive in the Southern Hemisphere while matching our seasons. As their day lengths to reflect the changing time of year, we've noticed some courtship vocalizations and penguins claiming their favorite nesting sites. I think they can sense spring is arriving.
This is a lot for penguins mating in Chattanooga. Like this is a big story. There's a lot of encompassing things that I'm genuinely surprised about. I thought this story was going to be two sentences.
No. It's much more.
Clearly.
Lee and others will start placing hundreds of pounds of rocks in the exhibit for their feathered friends at approximately 10 a.m. on Wednesday, April 1st. That's today!
Oh, that was that's an hour and 37 minutes
ago. That's when we started
our
show.
Maybe they're finished.
The arrival of these rocks, the birds' preferred nesting material, triggers a frenzy of activity that usually lasts for a few weeks until the first eggs start to appear on exhibit in early to mid-May.
Penguins.
I'm getting some incredible visuals in my head.
I like the way the penguins waddle around.
I'm just imagining like a long line of penguins all waddling like one by one into a little penguin doctor's office room, lifting up their right wing, getting checked, their left wing.
Even though the aquarium remains temporarily closed.
I feel like you saw that on BoJack Horseman.
Don't get me started.
Even though the aquarium remains temporarily closed to the public to slow the community spread of the COVID-19 virus, anyone can watch the Penguins Rock live webcam to observe this flurry of courtship and nest-building activity. Laurie Beth Lee will also appear on a special Facebook Live event scheduled for 1 p.m. on Wednesday, today, so in about an hour and a half. You can watch Laura Beth Lee talk about penguin pairings.
All respect to Laura Beth Lee, but I'm going to be honest, I think I'd rather watch paint dry.
You don't want to watch...
Than hear the
beauty of nature.
The details of penguin mating. I don't have too much interest in that.
They're going to be pairing up. They're going to be finding their mates. It's like The Bachelor for penguins.
It's like Love is Blind.
Oh, we're in penguin reality TV show. Okay, that's the words I needed to get involved.
When you said penguin rodeo, I was kind of intrigued, but I'm kind of with Rick now. You kind of lost me.
Yeah, what was the old penguin rodeo thing? Is there an actual rodeo?
They ride
for penguins.
The little mini pigs.
Yeah, they go around the barrels and. You know, the waddle around the barrels and the...
I don't think it meant an actual rodeo.
You have... Oh. Well, then why use the word rodeo?
I'm just reading you the story.
What a tease.
That's not cool.
Who wrote that?
It said a penguin rodeo of sorts.
Like, a penguin rodeo would have been cool, but now I'm not even interested at all.
I bet you could gamble on a penguin rodeo.
You know what? That's like saying I'm about to go to the movie theater and then just staying home and watching a movie. Like, it's not the same thing. You can't say you're going to the movie theater if you're just watching at home. Hey, you can't use the word rodeo if it's not a rodeo.
That's like using like a raisin chocolate chip cookie and being like, it was a chocolate chip cookie of sorts.
It was!
April Fool's.
But it had raisins in it.
If it has raisins, it's not a delicious chocolate chip cookie anymore. In my opinion, it's now a monstrosity.
But the point remains, it was still a chocolate chip cookie. Now, if it was just an oatmeal raisin cookie and you said it was a chocolate chip cookie of sorts, you would be lying.
That's the reason why most people have trust issues.
Do cookies with raisins and chocolate chips, both in them at the same time, exist?
Yes.
It's 2020, Chuck. It's 2020.
Yeah, what? You didn't know that existed?
Well, just I thought an oatmeal it was either, chocolate chip cookie? Either raisin or chocolate chip.
No, people do both. It's silly. It's
people
it's silly.
Like that need to be locked up.
I would agree. That's like your 3-in-1 shampoo, whatever conversation yesterday, Brand. You can't call it one thing and have it be a totally different thing all at the same time.
Well, if the let's see. Let me finish out the story real quick.
Okay.
Building a nest is serious business for penguins. It's serious. It's really serious. So y'all are just over here poo-pooing all over it. It's very serious. Very, very serious.
I respect the penguins.
One Gentoo penguin, Nipper, his name's Nipper, is among the aquarium's most renowned nest nesketext. I think that's architect for nests.
Wow. Nestetext, okay.
Each year, Nipper builds one of the largest nests in the habitat. He also spends quite a bit of time stealing rocks from other nests when he's not defending his own from other penguins that have the same idea.
I gotta be honest. Can I interject real quick? The penguin seems like a very low entertainment value animal.
Okay, so the penguin's not doing it for you?
No.
Well, if you if the penguin for If the penguins aren't doing it for you, they've got other webcams that you can watch. The Secret Reef features a huge variety of aquatic life, such as...
Not interested. Give me the big cats. What
such
are the big
as,
cats?
It's the aquarium, such as the North American River Otter.
I forgot we were at the aquarium.
It's the River Otter.
Or Love Otter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
like
you can watch the River Otter.
You never seen a baby otter? Very cute animal.
If you want the big cats, you should watch The Tiger King. Speaking of, I've watched the first three episodes. I'm hooked.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. I finished it yesterday, Brandon, and it's worth it.
Does it get better?
Oh, yes.
Every episode.
I mean, it's been great. It's been great. And each episode...
It just gets better. Each episode gets better. Yeah. No, seriously, there's seven episodes total. I watched the final three yesterday afternoon. Great TV. Great content.
Episode three was all about Carol Baskin.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the best ones.
The more we hype this up, the less likely Rick is to watch this, I feel like.
So here's the thing, right? I know it's a thing that we got to talk about, so... I probably won't watch it, but I am going to go read about it, so I'll know about some of the spoilers. I want you guys to be able to talk about it, right, without being like, oh, we can't say it because Rick hasn't watched it. Well, Rick probably isn't going
to
watch
it.
I want you guys to watch it. I don't have seven. There are so many things that I would rather do with my 7 hours.
So busy during this quarantine.
They're not really like just – it's quality content throughout the episodes. Like, it's not like lull moments and you're like, oh, this is boring. Like, everything's – pretty intense.
There was one moment when I was watching yesterday, my jaw, I was watching like this for 5 minutes. It was unbelievable. My jaw was open. It was on the floor. I was like, what?
Like, just wait till he gets into the politics. Oh my God.
Like, I trusted you with Peaky Blinders. I trusted you.
Yeah.
And this is much less of a commitment.
Yeah, it's only 7 episodes.
And they're not even an hour. It's like 50 minutes.
Yeah. There might even be something like 40 minutes. I don't know. It seems like there were a couple ones that varied that were even shorter.
I'll see what I can do. But I got to just tell you, like, it's number 3 in the priority list right now. It's number 3 in the wait list.
Behind what?
Behind Narcos Mexico Season 2.
I've not even heard you mention
season 5 of Peaky Blinders.
You've already watched that.
I got to watch it again.
You've already watched it.
What'd you say about Ozark, Chance?
I love Ozark. Ozark season 3 has been amazing so far.
See,
I got to get there still.
I would watch the next season of Ozarks, which is on my to-do list, like so much quicker than I would watch Tiger King. Because if I have 6-7 hours, I would rather watch Narcos. I would rather continue Ozarks. And I would rather just get through both of those before I got to Tiger King. It's nothing against the Tiger King. I want you guys to be able to talk about it, so I don't want you to worry about spoilers for me.
I think you do.
I did the Tiger King before Ozark. Tiger King is the number one rated show in all of America right now.
All of America.
It's going to be a quarantine staple when we look back at this 20 years from now.
And when people ask you, what did you do in the quarantine of 2020? Oh, I watched Tiger King.
Yeah, let me tell you about
what were you going to say, Rick? What will you say? What will you say when you look back from now? What will you say?
Say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
All right, Rick, this is my last ditch effort to get you into Tiger King.
Understood.
I know you're not into it. I know you're not feeling it. But I know how you like cults.
Oh yeah.
I know
my favorite thing.
I know how you like criminals and respectable criminals and criminals that can get away with it.
I know. There's so much. Like, you just gotta respect those people.
That's what this is all about. It's cults. There are cults. Spoiler, sorry.
It's okay.
But that's what it's about. And if O.J. Simpson was a white woman, he would be Carol Baskin.
Oh.
I know how you like cults, Rick. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I think you would like it.
That does pique my... If you tell me that this show does involve three things, which I do like, cults, criminals, and a little bit of pro wrestling, I think I could maybe turn the tide.
You like guns?
Guns. You got the guns.
You like guns?
Yes.
Lots of guns.
You like music videos?
Yeah.
It's got music videos.
Okay. Can I finish? I'm going to finish the show I'm watching right now.
Okay.
And then I'll see what I can do.
What show is that?
Well, it's the rest of Peaky Blinders.
Oh, it's a lot of episodes. Right?
He's already seen it.
I only have six more.
He's already seen it. Can you not multitask? I'm watching
See, I don't like doing that.
I'm watching like three or four things right now.
I can't do that. And it is something that is deep within me that I can't watch a bunch of different TV shows at the same time.
Well,
at least like four or five right now.
You are? Do you not get confused or?
No, because we got big brains.
Yeah, big knowledgeable brains.
Yeah, we can do two things at once. In case you haven't heard, I don't think we talked about this. Wimbledon canceled due to the pandemic. Mm. The All England Club confirmed in a statement today. It's the first time Wimbledon has been canceled since World War II in 1945.
Wow.
Also the first time since the tournament began in 1877 that the event will not be played during the peacetime. It was scheduled to be played between June 29th and July 12th. And in a joint decision, ATP and WTA also canceled all events on the grass court season through July 13th.
You know what's crazy to think about? Think about the year like 3050, right? All the people that are living in 3050. And maybe the NFL doesn't get canceled for another, you know, 100 and something years. And they will be looking back and they'll be saying, wow, did you see that? Wimbledon just got canceled. The first time since the coronavirus pandemic of 2020. Like, that's the history we're in right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about how, you know, Wimbledon hadn't been played since, or it had hit every single year except for when World War II. Like, people are absolutely, in 100 years from now, people are absolutely going to be like, well, this could be the first time that March Madness was canceled since the 2020 COVID pandemic. Like, that's crazy to me to think about.
Yeah, big history stuff. Also, more coronavirus news. UEFA, they were thinking about playing their Champions League. They indefinitely suspended the Champions League, the Europa League, and the Euro 2020 qualifying playoffs today as the pandemic continues. 2 weeks ago, the UEFA and its 55 member associations had hoped to complete games by June 30th when all player contracts expire, but everything is suspended indefinitely, postponed until further notice. Yep. No soccer, no football.
Interesting. Just interesting, but not surprising.
It's no sports. It's not an if you haven't heard, but it's from this past weekend, and I just forgot to bring it up until now.
Okay.
It's not that big of a deal, but it's something that you and Cody told me.
Oh.
About your phones and your contacts. Are you aware of this chance that there are people out there
that are so
OCD about this? And I'm this way to a point, but all their contacts in their phone have to have first name, last name?
Yes, always.
Like, I agree. I think that that's very important to have first and last name. Otherwise, how can you distinguish? But Cody and Rick both, it's to a point so much so that their own parents, they have not saved as mom or dad, but as their parents' first and last name.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is the stuff of serial killers.
It's a professionalism thing. It's a wanting to have your ducks in line, right?
But for your own mother and father?
Well, okay, so that one was because our contacts got merged. So here's what happened was that I got my mom's contact for my dad, which was his full name, and I got my dad's contact for my mom, which was her full name. And that was the point where I realized, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of having just this Brandon, mom, Chance. Like, that looks dumb. That looks like when you just got a phone in, like, middle school. So I went on the offensive, and I made sure that all of my contacts have first and last names. They're lined up nice and neat. And I like it.
Do you put your first and last name of your girlfriend in your phone?
Of my girlfriend? Of course I do, because she had a first and last name.
That's weird.
That's not weird.
I don't think that's that's as weird as the parents.
No, but he's been dating her for a while. Like, you don't need to put her first and last name in there. Like, I mean, I think that's like if it'd be like if the Godfather.
Well, I don't know, but if you've been dating her for a while, when you first met her, you didn't know her for a while, and you put her name in as first last name.
I feel like there's an adjustment period. I don't know, but
I feel like there's definitely an adjustment period for mom and dad though. Like, immediately after you got the contact from your mom and dad, you should have just switched to mom and dad.
just easier this way. It's easier.
The same way, like, you have your first and last name for your sister in your phone?
Yes.
Her first and last name? That's
yes.
Weird.
Everybody with my own last name has that last name in my contact book.
I have my sister in there. But, like...
Just first name?
No, I have first and last.
See, but here's the thing, right? Like, my sister... Let's just say my sister's name is Rachel, right? And I just have it under there as Rachel. What if I have five Rachels with no last names? That is a point that I will never get to in my entire life because I will never have to question it.
Just like sister or sissy or something?
It is first and last name, my friend. Just like them all. And I don't think I'm weird for it. I'll stand by it.
The parents.
The parents is the only weird one.
It's a little weird. That's the only one. Yeah, the rest, I'm on board. I'm on board with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up for today's show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hopefully you got to laugh and smile a little bit throughout these last 2 hours. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow. So for Charlie Collier, for Chance Collins, for Brandon Oick, I'm Rick Butler. You've been listening to The Blitz. Talk Sports coming up next. Yeah.